Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Bob Dawson from Bob Dawson Insurance Company. Dawson and Associates are talking about travel insurance, which is really fascinating show and learning a lot.
I just didn't know that all of this was available, and Bob was telling us during the break how crazy inexpensive it is in comparison to what you're spending for your trip.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that so much of this was available. I'm with you. Very fun show.
And I gotta tell you, I have the wrong policy.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
I'm sorry, and I'm going to buy one of these policies from Bob, certainly after the show,
because yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. We travel a lot, go on a lot of trips, and it's, you said like $250 cover all the trips throughout the year?
It's $267 because they have a $6 service fee. It's $261 for the policy. Plus that six, so it's $267, but it covers every trip you make for 365 days from the date you start it.
Including evac insurance.
$100,000 in evac is included, medical insurance is included, accidental death is included, baggage insurance is included, car collision coverage is included, you go out and rent a car. I mean, it's a nice package.
That's
crazy.
Whoa. It's $250.
Wow.
How do you not do that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, you want to go fishing tonight?
I do.
I would be, you know, and where are the fish located?
I mean, there is some unbelievable fishing like 10 miles off the beach of Oceanside. It's crazy close to home right now.
It just so happens we have a Shimano Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminar tonight.
I see what you did
there. On the Oceanside 95.
I see what you did there.
I couldn't believe it. I saw Mark Mills yesterday in Orlando, and he said, I can't believe we actually have a few spots left on the Oceanside 95 for tonight's trip on the Oceanside 95. It's a one-day trip. If you want to go, use all the Shimano tackle for free, go on a great trip, and you call Angler Center in Newport Beach. Call Dean and the boys up at Angler Center in Newport Beach, 877-254-3183, 877-254-3183, Angler Center in Newport Beach. You can get all the details on that trip and more on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. And we might have to get some links to Bob's deal on that trips page, just so people know how to get travel insurance.
No doubt. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's biting. It's time for our catch report today, and our fishdope.com report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The summer fishing means it's time to call Fisherman's Processing. If you're on a private boat, call them the day before you go to make arrangements to drop off your fish either at the dock or in their after-hours drop where you can get a tag, a lock combo, and put your fish in their slush bin. Friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And we've got a little bonus to the catch report today. We're going all the way up to Whaler's Cove talking to John this morning. John, thanks for getting us started here on our catch report.
Well, good morning, Pete. Hey, we have some phenomenal fishing here at Whaler's Cove Lodge. Yesterday, one of our guests caught and released a 234-pound halibut. We also had somebody catch a 128 yesterday. It's phenomenal. We've had a lot of big coho come in. In fact, yesterday on the dock, it was loaded with 10 to 14-pound coho. So they're really, really big this year. And the king fishing has been phenomenal. Yesterday, with the end of our Kelisnu Kings tournament, the grand prize winner was a 61-pounder.
Whoa,
second place was 39.5. Third place, 36. And that was a tie for fourth, another 36. But we are bringing in kings every day. We're getting limits of coho. It's phenomenal fishing up here. And right now it's sunny and flat, flat water.
Gotta love that. And that's one of the advantages of Whaler's Cove is most of the time it's flat, flat water. And how far away from the lodge was that 250-pound halibut caught?
About 20 minutes. Not very far. It was on the other side. It was on the east side of Chichikov Island, but we have the 61 and the 39.5 pounder caught right at Danger Point, those big salmon. We've been getting salmon. I had a couple of nice king salmon right at Danger Point yesterday. And like I said, those coho are just brutes. They are so big, you think they're king salmon, you get them in, and all of a sudden you see this big fat football. It's about 34 to 36 inches long. And,
wow.
And in the teens, I mean, these are just huge, huge fish.
Yeah, so and that it just gets better as the Whalers Cove season goes on. Like when we get there, it's going to be full speed, I would imagine, on those big coho, huh?
Oh, yeah. This is a really good year. I've been up here now 3 years, and this is the best year that I've seen, and it's only going to get better. I've got guests coming in today that are repeats that have been on my boat. They're going to be here for 7 days. So we're going to do a lot of fun things like rock fishing and going for some ling cod and black cod. So on a trip of 7 days, you can do a whole lot up here. Or you could choose a 3-day or a 4-day or a 5-day or a 6-day package. They have it all here at Whalers Cove Lodge.
They do. Still space available this year?
Let me ask. Hey, Jay, is there space available? Ooh, he says, ooh, a little bit. You know, if there's one or two guys or maybe, you know, give Jay a call. He's our guest service manager. Howard, he says he can work some magic, but our phone number here is 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. He's waiting by the phone to take your reservation for this year or next. And if you want to check us out online, go to WhalersCoveLodge.com. That's WhalersCoveLodge.com. And I'll be back Saturday morning for another report, Pete.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Now, I might add, like John said, 2016, we have a 3-day, a 4-day, and a 7-day package for our week, which is the prime week in August for 2016. This year's trip, I'm telling you, it's sold out almost a year in advance. If you want to go with us and the Davis Boat Group 2016, the Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats Trip 2016, check our website, hookup1090.com. All the details are on there, or just call Whalers Cove. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, John. Hey, when we come back, we got more continuing on with our catch report. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, has got that fishdope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Bob. Hey, it's a great show with all that insurance stuff going on there. It's
Bob's got some cool info, here, man.
Yeah, we're liking that. But hey, guys, we've got opportunities everywhere right now. It's this crazy good fishing again. So I want to start with along the beach, close in here, out here on a horseshoe. Much better bass fishing for cackle bass and sand bass both, and some really good barracuda fishing, mostly on the iron the last couple of days here. And a handful of them tanker-grade yellows mixed in. So it's really fun stuff. It's close to home. And for you guys that, you know, with the smaller boats, want to get out and catch something, that horseshoe's finally waking up there. Santa Barbara Island, finally got a report from up there. Guess what? Good signal of yellowtail up there holding on that island. Exactly what we figured would be there, but there just hasn't been any coverage with all the good fish going on elsewhere. Catalina, very good yellowtail bite continues there. It's mixed grade. You know, there's some of them little ones swimming around the island, but it's mostly that bigger grade of fish. A lot of fish that was on the 150 looks like it swam over there, and it's just been darn good fishing on them 20 to 30 pounders. East End proper's been biting up to Salta Verde. Then the last couple of days, that China Point zone has been biting really good in there. And then Farnsworth Bank proper's been holding quite a bit of fish, both bait fish, you know, for the guys slow trolling and drifting, as well as yo-yo and deep there. Fish been biting the yo-yo pretty good. And then you can run right outside the bank. Find a little porpoise school there, or dolphin school, actually, and you might catch yellowfin tuna right out there. There's been some around. Now, speaking of tuna, which are scattered almost everywhere, but without a doubt, the epicenter of that, our Southern California bite, is it's been right here close to the beach. It's been incredible fishing. From just below Newport all the way down the border, 3 to 10 off the beach is all you need to be. That warm water strip is in there close to the beach, and the fish are right in it. And it's been an incredible week. The biggest fish have all been bluefin here this week. There's been a 185, a 165, a 161, a 149, and a 145. Those are the standouts and the handful that I know about, and there's probably been others. And there's also been a lot of emptied-out reels because of that grade of fish that's been around here. I mean, that stuff's tearing up tackle. Most guys are not quite ready for that. But, you know, I think the guys are definitely catching on to these big ones around, and they're getting the bigger gear out. And this is when you can get your long-range gear out with the two speeds and a 60 and 80-pound, and definitely gives you a much better shot at landing those big ones. But mixed right in with those big ones is a beautiful mix of 25 to 40-pound bluefin, a little more catchable, and 25 to 70-pound yellowfin, which is just an absolutely incredible grade of fish we're around here right now. And some of that stuff's on the troll, the halcos, cedar plugs, rapalas, working well, especially when you get on the dolphin schools. But most of it's been drifting and slow trolling sardines, and especially the mackerel. The big ones are really liking the mackerels. You want to be chopping chunks and throwing some chunks there. Chumming with some live has been especially effective. And then while you're drifting along, make sure you're working a flat fall jig down there at a couple hundred feet. And we actually still got a couple left in the store there. But all that's working well. And then what really paid off for some of the guys this week, you know, there is a lot of boat pressure, but the guys that are getting out there in the dark, finding a little mark in the dark and then sitting on it, chopping, chumming, throwing some baits, they've been getting some good night bites just before daylight, biting into the gray there. I mean, some guys really put the hurt on the fisheries last couple of days right in the gray. So we do have some weird weather coming with the remnants of Dolores. We're going to have to keep an eye on this. There is going to be some thunderstorms, possibility of lightning. Keep an eye on that stuff. But holy cow, guy, it's absolutely incredible fishing right now, right here in our backyards.
Yeah, this is not Southern California, 5 miles off the coast. Really, Mark?
Yeah, I'm like, I was just like biting my teeth when you were like rambling down the list. Oh, there's 180, and there's 160, and there's 250s, and 140. It's just like, this is unbelievable what's going on right now.
We talk about our guest tomorrow, Jimmy Kingsmill. He's been on that fish with Dave Pfeiffer and several pictures of him with big fish, and I'm sure he'll tell us all kinds of local reports there. And
yeah, that's going to be a great show. You know, those are two fishy guys. So.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so fishdope.com has had it all week. I was in Florida reading about it and jealous about it, seeing what's been going up there, Danny and the guys, and you've been reporting and Dave's been reporting about all the great fishing. And if you don't have fishdope.com, what are you waiting for? Save $20 now on fishdope.com. 1 year membership, good for a full 365 days. Hook up now, all lowercase, no space, saves $20 on a fishdope.com membership. And Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number is 714-840-4262. Website, pacificedgetackle.com. And one highlight that I missed in the full report is that last Sunday, just as we were leaving, we were drifting a kelp there. And I looked up, and lo and behold, there's a booby. A nice, beautiful brown booby. No, guys, not that kind. But an honest-to-God Mexican brown booby flew along and just power-dived right into that kelp and grabbed a little minnow there. And, I mean, it's another great sign of El Nino.
I saw one last week, too. I saw brown, too.
Yeah. I think there was a picture from RJ in the new Seaforth with a frigate bird in La Jolla from earlier this year.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's just... It's
now we're talking.
Yeah.
Last El Nino, I saw a tropic bird, which is like a white tern, but it has a V-red tail. So if you see those, man... You know you're not in Kansas anymore.
Mark, you would trip out down here. There's a colony of booby birds that lives at the Coronado Islands now. I mean, now in fishing the Coronado Islands in San Diego, it's almost no longer a thing. It's like, okay, well, there they are.
Live
I mean,
here.
You see them by the dozens now. It's crazy to see how tropical things have gotten over the last couple of years. But there's a colony that lives on the island now.
Yeah.
Somebody had told me that, and I didn't know if it was a good source, but hearing it from you, that's great. And then I was talking to Lazzie the other day, and I had actually mentioned that I'd heard that, and he said, you know, it's just another sign that everything has been shifting north for quite a number of years now. It's just looking like the whole deal is just shifting north.
We'll take it. Keep it coming.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, and you know what, Pete? I don't know how in the hell it can get any better.
I just don't, you know, how about if it just stays the same?
Yeah. It can stay the same as long as it wants, man. This is nothing short of fantastic.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot, Mark, for that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, let's head on down to San Diego over to C4 Sport Fishing and talk to the man who is, I guarantee you, a very busy guy this week, and that's Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. What's up, Marcos?
And we've had a few phone calls over the last couple of days here.
I bet you have.
Yeah, my ear's a little sore. Well, I mean, you got a good overview of the fishing there. Lots of nice mixed fish and everything. Everyone's catching something. Half day, still seeing a little bit of yellowtail, some great calico bass fishing, some bottom fish, about what you'd expect summertime on the half day there. The three-quarter day trip, Ryan started running offshore this week. Take a look around. You know, we had a spectacular run of yellowtail to islands there, kind of slowed down a bit, and I hate to say we all got spoiled. I don't think I've ever seen so many days with 200-plus yellowtail on a three-quarter day at the islands there in the 17, 18 years, however long I've been here. And people, you know, oh, I only caught 150 today. I guess fishing is slowing down. So he decided to go take a look offshore there, catching some yellowfin, Dorado, yellowtail on there. I'm sure if you were in California waters, you'd see some of that bluefin like everyone else is, but as we know, you can't take that in Mexico currently. The one-day trips, day-and-a-half trips, bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, like I said, yellowtail, a few skipjack in the mix there, all-around great fishing. The Elgato Dos yesterday, we're talking about the close fishing there. They were on a three-quarter-day charter. His six anglers had 26 yellowfin, two Dorado, and 18 yellowtail, and I don't think you could ask for a better day than that, go out with some friends and just load up on the fish there. So great fishing all around. So a little bit of unusual weather here, a lot of lightning and thunder this morning. It seems to have blown through, and keep an eye out. You may see some more of that. But check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there, half day, twilight, three-quarter day, one day, day and a half. Everyone's catching fish. If you can pretty much just throw a dart at the board there and find a trip and go catch some fish.
It's awesome, Marcos. Absolutely awesome that kind of fishing is going on. And I mean, it just has the feel that this is going to carry all summer long. It's just, it's so good.
And how about
that?
I mean, I'm sorry, but Captain Ryan Boschian must carry the lucky star with him everywhere he goes. The water rolls at the Coronado Islands. The bite on the yellowtail goes down, and look what happens. Offshore goes erupting, right? And he's able to go out there and catch him.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he must have been doing it for a while there.
Well, Marcos, how do we find you at Seaforth Sport Fishing?
Seaforthlanding.com. Our full schedule up there, half day, three-quarter day, like I said, overnight. You can make your reservations directly online. Keep an eye out. Like I said, Ryan is fishing offshore right now. If he switches back to the islands, the passport rule will go back in effect there. So just something to keep an eye on there. And, I mean, even if you're not planning on fishing the islands now, just get your passport, get ready in case fishing picks up there. One day is overnight, all of that up there. You can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And we're happy to make you guys some reservation and get you out there to catch some fish.
Good call, Marcos. Great report, as always. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch port today. We're going to jump right back into the phones, talk to Doug, calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I've got a trip coming up to Alaska to go to the Kenai. I'm going with a buddy of mine, and we're going to stay in a lodge for a week. But then we're also renting a RV to drive down from Anchorage down to the Kenai and then kind of down the way back.
Cool.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I've been up there one other time, but that was a long time ago, and we're doing things a little bit different this time around. There's just two of us. If I were to take out insurance, can I get insurance to cover both of us? Because if one of us got hurt, I doubt that the other one would go.
Yeah, exactly. And the policy does work this way. If you're going with another traveler and that traveler has to cancel, you get a refund of 100% of your money as well.
Really? And with one policy?
Yeah, we would put both people on one policy,
on one policy.
Because it would save the $7 service fee rather than them having to, they're going to the same place. This policy would work out great because it's got $35,000 in car rental collision coverage included with it.
Is that internationally? Like if I rent a car in Costa Rica, am I covered down there?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
That's crazy.
Quite a comprehensive package.
Yeah, I just didn't know that any of this stuff existed.
Yeah.
It's really
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you get it on one policy. If your traveling companion can't make it, then you get all your money back as well.
And this is based
okay,
on the...
Then,
go ahead.
Can, when, being that we're getting an RV, which might cost a little bit more than $35,000, it's a 35-foot RV that we're renting. Can we up the policy to make sure that everything that we've got going is covered?
No, you cannot get more than $35,000 in the car rental coverage. You would have to purchase that from the rental agency, whether it's Enterprise or Hertz or whatever company that you're going through. This policy will cover the first $35,000 on that rental vehicle, though.
All right. Very good. Good. Have a great trip. Sounds like a superb adventure.
Yeah,
please let us know how it goes.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls, a big block, a lot of questions lined up. We stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink, and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader materials to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed. Hey, get ready. It's coming up. A couple weeks away, or 3 weeks away, if you can believe that, our next San Diego County Ford and Remote at Dana Landing.
Well, it can't be coming up because that's not till August, and there's no way that we're far.
Rick, it's the 18th of July.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It's
so crazy. So my calculations would be, it's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah, that's crazy,
right?
Dude.
Yeah. So from 7 to 9 a.m., Saturday, August 8th, it's our Shimano San Diego County Ford Dealers Casting Contest, your chance to qualify for the big grand prize. That's a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip ticket from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines. I'm going to make a comment about Alaska. I flew Alaska, San Diego to Orlando nonstop, both ways. A lot of people didn't know they fly to Orlando nonstop from San Diego. It's a piece of cake, like that's 5 hours, you're there. Did a great job. They really do. It's a fantastic.
It's funny because I looked on, Facebook, whatever, this morning, and I saw several of my friends who flew back from the ICAST show, just like you. I got a text message from you saying, hey, I'm back in town, smooth flight, everything's good, talk to you later. I can't tell you how many posts from other people flying other airlines. Oh, these guys, I lost my bag. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck there. So
yeah, I left Orlando at 5:45 p.m. yesterday. I was back in San Diego at 7:30 p.m.
That's sweet, dude.
How does that work? Anyway, you're going to get 4 nights at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing, and your fish processing at Kingfisher Charters, too. And you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, the new Blackjack, which is just awesome, from Dana Landing, Shimano Rods and Reels, Maui Jim gift cards, AFCO clothing package, and whether you make the cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win the grand prize. You, a random winner and the casting winner, are going to go in and be one of eight to win that grand prize to Kingfisher Charters on Alaska Airlines. Prize Powerboy Gary's going to be there. He'll have stuff to give away. That's Saturday, August 8th at Dana Landing, right on the water in Mission Bay there, and you have a chance to win that trip to Alaska, courtesy Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters. Complete details and rules can be found on our guest page on our website at hookup1090.com. It's going to be a fun time there.
That is very cool. Speaking of Dana Landing and that new Blackjack, I got to say this. I was getting fuel on Thursday, and we were getting, and the new Blackjack was just loading up their passengers. One, the boat is awesome. The new Blackjack is so beautiful. But I was talking to Captain Steve when the boat was loading, they were loading their gears, and he was talking about how crazy the fishing is. He said they were literally going out in the morning, going North County coastal and having that crazy good, you know, calico bass fishing and all the other stuff that's going really good yellowtail and bass. Then they'd slide out a little bit, and they had really good fishing on yellowtail. Then they slid out a little bit further, and they had yellowfin and bluefin and everything. These are on 3/4-day local trips. I mean, limit-style bass fishing, then catching yellows, then catching tuna, and then being back in the evening, you know, to have dinner time. It's unreal, the fishing that's going on right now.
Pretty amazing.
And he's saying that new Blackjack is part of the key to that because the boat is so fast and comfortable and holds a ridiculous amount of bait. And it's cool.
Cool. Speaking of fuel at Dana Landing, boy, what a bargain their fuel is in the water. I mean, there's no bargain on fuel in the water.
You're right, dude.
But I checked it out. I get fuel in the water in San Diego Harbor. Their price was 50 cents a gallon cheaper.
How about that?
The same day. Now, they're paying percentages like everybody else, but come on.
Yeah.
So, if you want, I mean, it's like almost worth going in getting fuel from San Diego Bay. It's like if you're putting a few hundred gallons of fuel on, right?
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. And they're, I like it. I mean, that's where we keep the boat over at the Dana Marina and get fuel from those guys and sandwiches and ice and everything else. So, it's very nice to have people that don't try and
One
take advantage
shop,
of
man.
You.
Dana Landing.
Yeah, it's sweet for sure. Well, hey, the phones are super packed up. We're going to jump right back into them right now. How about we talk to Greg? And Greg's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, guys. You hear me okay?
I'm clear.
Good. Well, it's really ironic that you guys are talking about this today because yesterday I was on the Aztec on a 2-day private charter. And I want to give you a kind of an interesting catch report on that. And I have a question for Bob. At any rate, in the morning we were off Oceanside and got into the mixed grade with some really nice yellowfin that were up 50, 60 pounds and some bluefin that were in a similar size. But later in the afternoon, we started coming back down south and we found a nice patty that was holding the yellowtail up to about 30 pounds. And one of our folks caught an opa.
Nice.
No way. Wow.
It must. We couldn't weigh it, but it must be over 200 pounds because I weigh 200 pounds, and it was bigger than I am.
Wow. That's quite a catch cool. of a lifetime there.
Yeah, it is. So a little bit later on, we got into some of that bigger stuff. We would start out with a little rat yellowtail, and then everybody had some lighter stuff on, and then the big bluefin came through. I think several of them were easily, we saw some of them, and they were much, much bigger than the early catch we had, but we didn't land any. Now my question for Bob, since I was on this 2-day trip, private charter, I had a reoccurrence of an older medical condition, and since we were so close, the boat decided to top off the bait tank, and they were kind enough to let me off. Now, would something like that have been covered?
Trip interruption insurance, and
I'll explain to you how this works. If you go on several trips a year, you're probably better off with an annual plan. But when you first purchase your annual plan, you're going to have a 180-day waiting period on pre-existing conditions. When you renew it the following year, obviously you've met that, you won't have it anymore. So my suggestion would be if somebody's going on a trip, they just buy, like, a Travel Guard Gold plan, they do it within the first 15 days, they're going to have all that pre-existing condition coverage in there. But for somebody that does annual, a lot of trips annually, you're going to have $1,500 in trip cancellation benefits and the medical evacuation, everything else that comes with it. But to answer your question, if you had an annual plan and it was within the first 6 months, you would not have that pre-existing condition coverage. If you had purchased like a silver or gold plan, and by the way, Travel Guard has 27 different plans, but really the most popular one is this gold plan. If you had that, you purchased it within 15 days of your initial trip, then you would have that pre-existing condition coverage. They'd refund all of your money back to you.
The whole 100% of the trip.
100%.
Wow.
Crazy.
Pretty good deal. And it's like not that expensive.
It's like 5% of the trip.
5% of the cost of the trip. So if the trip costs a couple $100,
well,
you're looking
at a trip up to $250. Well, most people don't even insure those.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
If you're between the ages of 35 and 59, you're looking at $34.
$34.
But if it was $1,000, it's $53.
Wow.
You know, so.
Pretty good deal. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah. How about next up we talk to Dennis, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for hanging in there with us. It's been a very busy morning.
Yeah, and a little weird weather, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
You got that for sure.
I'm sure it's going to be, like they said, 85 or something and possible storm. It's going to be humid.
Ooh. Yeah. It's human.
Yeah, I have a question for your guest.
Go ahead.
I'm a veteran. Do you have plans for us veterans, or we cannot get into that situation?
What type of plan are you talking about?
Well, you know, we have to go to VA facilities and stuff and, you know, military bases if we need medical care. I mean, this will cover our care?
The trip cancellation insurance includes medical coverage with it. So if you were going on a trip, you're going to end up getting $25,000 in accident, sickness, and medical expense, and then $500,000 for emergency evacuation. So if you, again.
No matter what hospital you're in.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That's
the answer. It's like, it doesn't matter.
If you're in Baja, they're flying you out to wherever you need to go to get your appropriate care.
Exactly, and that's why I say, you know, for that extra $5 or $6, you get the emergency medical upgrade, and if you buy that coverage within that first 15 days, now you've got $1 million in medical evacuation instead of $500,000.
Wow. We're going to have to hook you up with some of our, like, Rancho Lanero.
I'm saying, man.
Jeez, it's like a no-brainer.
It's so cheap I'm totally. This is awesome. Very good info, Bob.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up we talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Dave from Santee.
Hey, there you are. What's
Santee.
Up, Dave?
Hey,
that's me, Dave and Anza.
Yeah, soon to be a country boy in Anza. But anyhow, fascinating show this morning. Really enjoyed the subject. My question on this, on your medevac, if we're on a sport fishing boat. I know one of my favorite TV shows is Coast Guard Alaska, and they do some pretty dramatic offshore rescues off of boats in those situations. What is the distance Coast Guard is going to come out and do a medevac, and at what point will we need medevac insurance if we're beyond that limit of what Coast Guard will do?
Yeah, And we've run into that before where, you know, helicopters only have so much fuel. I mean, if you're 450 miles off the coast, that's going to be pretty difficult. The boat's going to have to start coming in. But they're going to rescue by any means possible under these Travel Guard policies. I was telling Pete earlier, we had a guy rescued in the Antarctica on a dog sled.
Wow.
So they'll come and get you no matter what. But again, you know, some things could be impossible if you're 1,000 miles offshore, you know, and some of our albacore boats do that. That would be pretty hard to get somebody out there in time. I mean, it might just be too late.
Stuff like that.
Well, they might have bigger helicopters, but one way or the other, we'll arrange it. So when they call that 24-hour emergency number, they'll get them one way or the other.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Coast Guard's not going to charge you for an emergency evac, right? That's kind of part of one of the great things about our country is that they're taking care of our citizens. Or do they send you a bill?
Well, you know, I have asked on that before, and you could be billed. I had a guy in the Grand Canyon had to get rescued like three times. He had one of those those, what are they called,
spot locators?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and they kept getting lost. So pretty soon they built them. They said, look, we're tired of rescuing you. Get out of the canyon.
But if it's like a one-incident deal or you have a mishap on a long-range boat, they air evac you. Coast Guard's not going to send you a bill, are they?
This is a one incident. I'm not going to speak for all of them, but I had a friend whose father had to be airlifted off of a boat on a long-range trip, and they never saw a bill for it. Like you say, I mean, that's just part of our federal taxes and things.
But if it a reoccurrence thing, it could happen, and this would cover it.
Well, the main thing is, and depending on what your situation is, they're going to take you to the nearest hospital. If you're having a heart attack, you might be in a hospital in Baja, California, right?
Yeah.
You could be in Cabo.
Right.
You're going to want to get back to San Diego. If you got the travel insurance, they'll stabilize you enough, and then they'll fly you back to San Diego because you're going to miss the boat.
They have special medical jets, like small jets that they air evac jets.
Yeah.
And like you said, too, the instance you had on a gentleman in Safari, I mean, they flew he and the nurse who was there to, you know, make sure that his flight went appropriately all the way through, first class, the whole nine.
Oh,
It was because, and it was all taken care of.
Unbelievable. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about we jump right back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Mark, who's calling us from Lakeside. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for hanging on. What, Mark? There he is. Okay, hit the wrong button. There's the right button. Hi, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I called you guys last week about that fluoro to mono connection, that 9-to-5 knot. I can't find that thing online anywhere.
It's a 7-to-5
knot. You could put a diagram up on that on your website or a tutorial on that.
It's a 7-to-5 knot, very easy to tie. And actually, I tested it last week, and it's a good knot.
I'm excited
to
try it.
Easy. And I talked to Kathy Rounds, and she's going to do a video with us. So
we're
going to shoot a video when we're both in town here in the next week or so. And we're going to put it up on our YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that. We'll get it up there, and she'll demo that knot.
I like it.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
All right, Mark. Thanks for hanging in there. Thanks for the call.
Kenny in Hawaiian Gardens. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kenny.
Hey, morning, guys.
Kenny?
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on this show. This show has got so much knowledge to be had. Usually, you know, this is a different show, like you guys said at the beginning.
Thank you. So, glad you're enjoying it.
Good props on that. So, everybody, you guys have a good day.
All right. Thanks,
All right,
Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right. How about next we talk to Brian? Brian's calling us from Westminster. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, my question is, if you're smart enough to get the travel insurance and your buddy doesn't have insurance and something happens and he has to cancel, are you still covered if your partner cancels out on a trip?
Yes. Yeah, because you're going with a traveling companion or a friend, or a spouse, whoever it might be, and if your traveling partner is not going along, then your trip is refundable.
So if I'm going, say I'm going with Pete, and Pete's smart enough that he gets his travel insurance, and he's covered, and he's good, and I'm traveling on with him, does he need to make sure to list me as his traveling partner on that policy, or is it just, we both booked our trips, we're both going on the Royal Polaris on a 10-day, and he and I are going together, and it's going to be this big thing, but I break my leg the day before the trip.
I don't want to go without you.
Right. We need to make sure that Pete lists me as his partner.
Pete's
got to
get 100% refund on his trip
cost.
But
we have to list Rick on that policy.
No.
Oh, you don't?
Really? No.
Okay.
Nope.
So if we're going together and his name is not associated at all with the policy and I decide I want to cancel, I'm going to get a refund on my policy.
Exactly.
But he's not going to get a refund.
No, he doesn't have any coverage. But here's what they're going to do. So the travel guard is going to go, okay, let me see the trip roster. We want to make sure you're on that. And also I want to see the doctor's report saying he got a broken leg and now that's why he's canceling the trip. And you're not going because Rick's not going.
Right.
Yeah, of course. I get that. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I think that's so cool.
Yeah. Why not, right?
Exactly.
Why not? Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Tom. Tom calls from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Bob about car insurance in Cabo, a comment for Pete on the flatfall. But first I want to ask you, Bob, are you the guy that brings those – I haven't been to Safari Club for a while, but are you the guy that usually brings those good-looking gals along and introduces them to Ingrid?
Well, I try to. They're just hard to find.
you do a pretty good job from what I recall. And by the way, that 7x7 bull – was that a Thule elk or a Rocky Mountain?
That was a Yellowstone. Rocky Mountain Yellowstone.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they up by my hometown in Oregon, somebody shot a 7x7. It graded out to 405.
Wow.
It weighed 1,100 pounds.
Wow.
It was amazing. They get big. But, Pete, by the way, the flat fall, I believe it's in grains.
It's
and
in
they
grams.
Announced,
yeah,
grams, I mean, yes. And they announced a new one of 200 and 230, I believe.
Correct.
Coming out.
Two and 250.
Yeah. Two and 250. Right. That was introduced at ICAST.
Yeah, we've got them in stock.
You have them in stock at Fisherman's Landing
well,
Tackle?
Well, let me rephrase that. We had them in stock as of yesterday afternoon.
Okay. All right.
This morning, who knows?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had them in stock there at the shop.
And, hey, I tried to call the number to try to get on the Oceanside trip tonight, and I'm not sure I was dialing right, but I'm not sure I got the right number on your webpage for that group up in Newport Beach. They're the one arranging for tonight.
Anglers Center in Newport Beach, 877-254-3183.
Well, I'll try that. The other one I called, and somehow I got Melton Tackle. Maybe I missed that.
Well, Melton owns Angler Center.
Okay. Yes, well, yeah, nobody was picking up, so anyhow. Anyhow, my question, Bob. Last time that I went to Cabo, I lathered up with, and I got to talk to you, but I lathered up with insurance from Auto Club, and then even when I rented a car online at their $5 a rate, I added their insurance coverage. But down in Cabo, they go, no, senor, that insurance does not cover our daily rate. You have to pay $35 or $40 in addition.
Yeah, and in Mexico, we always advise people buy the Mexican insurance because typically a U.S. policy, some policies don't even cover when you cross the border. Some will cover up to 75 miles across the border. But in any event, since their laws are different, because when you get in an accident there, you can damage the road according to them. So you do need to have Mexican insurance. And I would recommend that anytime you go to Mexico that you get Mexican insurance.
Buy the full coverage.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So this is the gimmick in foreign countries like Mexico that the car insurance guys play. You pay like $20 a day for your car, and you think, wow, this is a really good deal on a rental car. Well, you get there, and then you find out the insurance is $50 a day for the car. But you got to have it, right?
You have to have it.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. I rented a car going to Costa Rica in November. Rented a car in Costa Rica. It was $5 a day for the rental car.
Okay.
But then you read the fine print, right? I read the fine print for a change, and you find out that you need to have $35 or $40 a day in insurance to cover everything. So you should buy that. I should buy that insurance.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
so this policy really wouldn't cover that because they say if you get in a wreck, they're going to charge your credit card some umpteen thousand dollars.
Oh, yeah, definitely buy their insurance because you're in a foreign country. You don't even want to take a chance and that your policy is even going to cover you in Mexico. We always advise people, even if the policy says, look, you're covered 75 miles into Mexico, it's certainly not going to cover down to Cabo.
Okay.
So you always have to buy their insurance coverage.
That's good information. And what's cool, Bob knows this stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I love this. This is awesome.
If you call Dawson and Associates, talk to Bob. If you have an insurance question, he's got the...
Yeah, this is great, Bob. I like this.
You're
very
a travel
cool.
expert.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
this is cool.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For East Cape Fishing, Gen Ren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names, And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. The big winner of a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses going to Greg in El Cajon. Greg, congratulations. Like I said, that Piahi frame, it is the one that fits me the best. I love it. You're going to be so stoked on those new Maui Jims.
Yeah, they're really awesome. And I got to see Maui Mikey and in Orlando. And boy, Maui Jim is just doing such a great job.
They are, man.
We're very proud to represent them.
No doubt.
Sure. Hey, Bob Dawson, you're awesome,
this
man.
Great.
I got to thank Tracy Toussaint
great.
For recommending you. She said, oh, Bob would be a great show, and she was right. And
this was
a great show,
awesome,
and obviously
Bob.
We're going to have to do it again. In the meantime, if somebody like myself is going to buy a policy from you, how do we get a hold of you? How do we do it?
Well, you can call us at 619-460-5615, or you can go on our travel insurance website, safariglobaltravel.com. We even have the pricing sheet up there. You can actually apply right online. It's a secure website. And thank you very much for having me, Pete and Rick.
Yeah, I am literally, I'm going to do the yearly travel thing, tomorrow. This was great.
Absolutely.
Great info, Bob.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Really
very
good
cool.
job. Very good.
Very cool.
Thanks for coming, and thanks for supporting the sport fishing industry.
Yeah, right.
You do a lot of good stuff for the fishing industry.
Absolutely. So. I love fishing.
A lot of people probably don't realize that most of the sport boats they go on are covered by you.
By Bob. They all know Bob.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thank you very much for listening today. We're going to be back. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
Sunday. I got to get my head straight here. I'm back in town. Tomorrow we have Captain Jim Kingsmill, binocular expert and fishing expert. He's caught a lot of that big bluefin here recently. He's going to have all the details on how you find him and how you catch him right here on Let's Talk Hookup tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Stay tuned. Next up, brand new show this week, Del Mar Live with Scott Katz.